Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 197. Do you know the difference between equity and equality? People often confuse the two terms and use them interchangeably, but the differences are really important to understand. Equality means that everyone is treated the exact same way, regardless of need or any other individual differences. Which on the surface, of course, sounds amazing, but then you consider what equity is. Equity, on the other hand, means everyone is provided with what they actually need to succeed. Equity takes into account each person's individual needs. It accounts for the fact that oftentimes the challenges we're faced with aren't fair to everyone. They're not accessible to everyone. So equity evens the playing field so that everyone has the same chance of succeeding, regardless of whatever potential hindrances may have originally served to hold them back from those challenges. The image that comes up when you search the difference between equality and equity is powerful. I'll post it to the MYDB podcast Instagram with this episode's quote, but you know, that takes me a second to get around to, so I will just describe it to you now. Imagine, if you can, a fence and a person who is taller and larger and a smaller, shorter person behind the fence. Neither one can see over, but the challenge is to look over the fence. And we pretty quickly can see that there's a discrepancy because the tall person has an advantage versus the smaller person. Equality would be to step in and give each person a box or a stool to stand on to see over the fence. But the problem with that is the box may be tall enough for the taller person to see easily over the fence, but the smaller person may still struggle to see over that same fence, even with the added support. Because maybe the box supplier didn't take into account the average height, or whatever the case may be. Equity, however, would give each person a proportionate box or stool that takes into account the individual's heights to appropriately compensate for the differences and any advantages or disadvantages that present themselves in those differences. If the challenge was to go under the fence, obviously the disadvantages would switch and the smaller person would have the advantage. Equity would be to pull out the appropriate number of slats so that each person could comfortably fit through the fence. But equality would be like, yeah, we need to pull out some slats, let's pull out one per fence. And maybe the larger person still couldn't fit. Equity humanizes the experience. It takes into account the challenge and the people participating. By accommodating for what each person needs to succeed, instead of just throwing every possible one-size-fits-some-people solution at it, it allows both people to actually reach the same height, to properly see over the fence in a way that works for both people without hurting the other person or causing any embarrassment. Equality assumes, often incorrectly, that the same solution will just work for everybody, and we all know that it rarely does. If two people are meant to take a math test, but it's written in a language that only one person speaks, it's not an equitable math test. If one person starts a race with 10 more hurdles than the person next to them, it's not a fair race. Equity demands fairness by accounting for individuals where they are, as they are. It appreciates our differences and accommodates the human being behind those differences by giving us all the same chance to succeed. Equality gives everyone the same resources. Equity accounts for individual needs before distributing those resources. Now that I know the difference between equality and equity, I am more careful with my language. And when I demand change, I always call for equity, knowing it will bring equality. If we really want to make things right, we will account for everyone and our differences, and not let those differences hold anyone back from their highest potential and what they want to achieve. It's not about taking away anybody's advantage, it's about increasing the advantages for those who were disadvantaged. The fact of the matter is, many of our communities have been built around exclusionary and problematic ideals and have remained that way without any accountability or second look at the gap and the equity and access to the things that would even the playing field and provide the same opportunity to everyone in those communities. To live in a just and fair world would mean we accommodate and account for our differences in a way that honors the truth and the humanity and the fact that we all have something to offer and something to give, even if it's not the same thing as the person next to us. And if we start making things more equitable and accessible now, we can really start honoring what those gifts are. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.